Hello, my name is Crystal McGrath, and you are listening to the Crushing Chaos podcast. I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur with a drive for connection and positivity. I spend my working hours on my music career as a recording artist. I have a music school where I get to share my passion for music and performance with clients of all ages. And I coach women how to live their best life through fitness, nutrition, and mindset. I love everything about wellness, business, and creativity. Some people call me crazy for doing so many things, but I call it living to my best potential. I am always full of new ideas and so thrilled to share tools, tips, and stories from inspiring women crushing the chaos in their personal and professional lives. This is a show that has everything from heartfelt stories of survival, healthy eating tips, and emotional growth, all the way to business tips, delegating, marketing, and how to grow your social media following. If you're a person striving to live your best life in all areas, then Crushing Chaos will have something for you. Grab your favorite beverage and join in on the conversation. Hello and welcome to the Crushing Chaos podcast. Today we have Amira Devera. She's the owner and founder of Project 4 Public Relations, an entertainment and lifestyle public relations and management firm based in Toronto. Welcome, Amira.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking time out of your day and chatting with me. I'm excited to hear all about your story and some PR tips we can share with everybody.
Yes, I'm very excited to. Thank you again.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay, well, let's get right into it. Tell me a little bit about who you are, events that you've experienced in your life that kind of influenced you to start your own PR firm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you said it right there at the top of the show, but I am an entertainment publicist and I started Project 4 PR, which is an entertainment and lifestyle PR firm based in Toronto. So in a nutshell, what we do is we represent talent in the entertainment industry. So that can range from actors to authors to filmmakers, directors, television personalities. And I basically started my career as an intern for an entertainment PR firm, a very small boutique firm here in Toronto. I had no background in PR. I actually had a degree in political science, believe it or not. But I ended up, for some reason, interning with an entertainment PR firm, and I fell in love with it. I was interning for 3 months, and I was lucky enough to be able to be hired right after. And it just became very clear to me that that was my passion in life. I loved being able to tell people's stories. I think everyone has amazing stories and, you know, it's more than just promoting an actor's project. It really is about who they are as a brand and who they are as a person outside of their acting. So I was at that firm for about 7 years and I ended up shifting gears and moved to a corporate PR firm. Hated it, I'm being honest. It was not for me. however, you know, that is actually what led me to start my own business, because when I left that PR firm, that corporate PR firm, I had started freelancing for clients of mine, past clients of mine, while I was looking for another job. And, you know, one freelance client turned to four freelance client to like 10 to like 15 at one point. Wow. And I remember thinking, wow, I don't even have time to apply for a job anymore because I'm like pretty much full time for my freelance clients. And my mom had said something about, you know, well, why don't you just start your own PR company? Like, why are you still looking for a job? And I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, I've never thought about starting my own company. Like I always would tell people, like, I'm a great employee. I'm a great person to like assist people, like assist the boss. But I don't think I could ever start my own thing. I don't know if I have it in me. So, you know, after like battling with myself, like we all do, I ended up just saying, you know what, screw it. Let's just do this. Let's just start a company and you already have the clients. So it's not like you have to go look for more clients and just do it. And honestly, it was a leap of faith. I just pushed myself to, you know, come up with a name and then like hired my cousin to do my logo. And then all of a sudden I was just like, go. And I launched the company and then I've had it for almost 4 years now. So exciting time.
That is exciting. What a project for 4 years.
Yeah.
That's a little celebration. What does that number four mean?
So actually, I'm a very spiritual person. I believe that the universe, you know, gives things to you if you look for it or if you ask for it. And I've always asked for the universe for things. And every time I get something, it happens in fours. So like in increments of four. My birthday is on June 4th. Everything that's happened in my life has happened like within 4 years or after 4 years. So four has always been a special number for me. And I knew I wanted to implement it somehow with my company. I started the company on February 4th. So like there's a kind of a theme here.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. So it was just a very special number for me. And I wanted it to be part of the name. And also for me, when I work with my clients, I don't just work, you know, I don't just take things off of their hands and then I don't talk to them for days and then that's it. You know, like for me, it's a team effort. And I looked up the symbol for the number four, and the number four in the past, I guess in like, you know, ancient times, four has always been a symbol of completion. So I always say that whenever a client, like an actor, hires me, I complete their team, because then they get their agents first, and they get their managers, and then they get whatever, and then the publicist is usually the last thing that they get. So I'm like, I'm like the complete part of your team. So it kind of like there's a lot of different meanings behind it, but essentially it's my lucky number at the end of the day, and I feel like I've always, you know, everything that's happened to me in terms of like the good things that happen in my life, the universe will send out like a 444 number that I see on the license plate or like something along those lines. So
yeah. I love that. That's very cool. I always go through phases with numbers. I've never had a consistent number that's shown up.
Really?
It's either been like 111 or 555 or 222. I've never really been a four. I've never had four show up. Maybe it's coming soon.
Maybe. But 111 and 222, those are all angel numbers. Like you're guided, which is amazing. So
and maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. Just different guides showing up to light the way for me when I need it, right?
Exactly. It means you're surrounded by angels.
Beautiful. I love it. I feel the love. I feel the love. On the opposite note of love, what were some of your biggest challenges with starting your own businesses?
So I sort of talked about it, but my biggest challenge was myself, to be honest. Yeah. I was my biggest kind of critic because I was like, well, I don't know. Can you actually do it? Is this something you can do? So like, I didn't believe in myself. I remember just feeling like I don't think I had like my mom believing in me. I had my clients believing in me. It was only me that was holding myself back. So like, it took me some time to get to the point where I'm like, you can do this. Like, you're okay. You're going to be like fine on your own. There's no such thing as security. Cause I would always say like, I need a full-time job with a company to get that full-time security. And I'm like, but you can get fired anytime. Things could happen. Right. So I'm just like, you can't rely on that. And you just have to believe in yourself. So for me, it was that obstacle of just saying, you've been doing this for a long time. You have great clients. They obviously believe in you. You have great connections with the media. So like, what's stopping you? Yeah. And I think it's just the fear of failing at the end of the day. I was afraid that, you know, if I launch this business, what if it fails? And then I was like, well, what if I launch it and it doesn't fail? So then, you know, it's just that battle. And finally I was just like, just do it. Just ignore the voices in your head and just push forward. And I'm so happy that I did that, because to this day, obviously I still battle with some, you know, doubts, of course, as the business changes, obviously with COVID hitting, you know, you kind of things. But again, it's about really finding a way to believe in yourself. And I think over time you learn that more and more, you get more confidence in yourself, and you're the only one stopping you at the end of the day. So that was my hardest challenge, I would say.
You're so right. I think we all get in our own way so often. And it's easy to stay stuck in your own way if you don't get uncomfortable. And it's when we get uncomfortable and take those risks and grow, that's when we shift and that's when we change. And that's when that like awful voice in our head that's saying, you're not good enough. Like, why would you do that? You're going to fail.
Absolutely.
That's when that voice can take over, when you stay in that box. But when you jump out of it, the voice quiets.
Love it. And I love how you said, like, you know, you have to be uncomfortable to grow to that next level, because like, what person has grown from being comfortable? When you're comfortable, you don't change. You just sit there. Right. And so for me, it's like every time I feel being uncomfortable, then I know it means it's time for change. Then it means I know I'm about to grow, you know? So I think now, before I was very afraid of that, but now I kind of like, I welcome that. Because now I realize that it's preparing me for something, for that next level of where I'm supposed to be. So I love that you said that.
Yeah, let's all get excited about not being comfortable.
Yes!
Right? Like, let's get excited about feeling like we're doing the wrong thing. right? Because quite often that feeling is, well, okay, go with it. I mean, there's a difference between a good wrong and a bad wrong, obviously. But you know what I mean. Yeah.
That's totally.
So good. Yeah. So with your journey so far, what has been one of your greatest accomplishments? Do you have any fun, exciting stories or memories or clients?
So I think for me, it's just being able to get my clients into like bigger media outlets. I think that was a big thing for me because again, like my job is to get them, you know, publicity in the media. And, you know, I started off my business. I mean, I had great contacts in the media here in Canada. And like, you know, I would do the typical TV, radio, online and print outlets within the country. But then as I started getting clients that were from the States, we started reaching out to more American media. And that was really cool to be able to do that and like kind of expand outside of Canada. So I think one of my biggest accomplishments over the past couple of years is getting things like Teen Vogue or even the Steve Harvey Show to feature some of my clients. So like that was, I would say, is an accomplishment, like a huge one. But even just being able to get clients, to be honest, like I know it's so simple, but like as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, everyone who is one knows how hard it is to do your own business development. Because again, at the end of the day, you're trying to sell your business, you're trying to sell your services. So like how many people are going to respond to that? And that's where the fear comes from with entrepreneurs, right? So I think having that constant stability of, you know, getting clients every month is a huge accomplishment for me. I'm very, very grateful for it. But also even just, you know, having people refer people back to me means that I'm doing a good job somehow.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great accomplishment when you can use when your own clients are your own business cards. Like you don't even have to sell yourself. Like you have your client selling you for you. Right. So I would say that's a huge accomplishment as well, because it means that I've done my job. It means that I've, you know, I've had successful clients that are referring me to other clients now.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you have any advice for people that are seeking new clients, what their mindset should be or what they should stay present and focused on?
Yes, I love that question. To me, it really has to be, this is so cliche, but you have to be authentic and true to yourself when you're selling something, because people can smell through the salesy pitch and they can smell through the fakeness. You have to be authentic and you have to believe in your services and believe what you can offer. I think the number one thing that for me is finding people that I have good connection with. So when I go search for new clients, I'll do a bunch of research on them. And then like, I'll look up their Instagram. I'll see like what they post about. And if I kind of vibe with it, then like, I'm not afraid to reach out to them because I know that like that person is someone that I can probably have a good connection with and relate to. So that selling them my business doesn't necessarily come off as selling. It's just a conversation that we're having. And it just so happens that like I'm pitching them at the same time. So I think with like any entrepreneur, I think the number one thing is to remember to be authentic to yourself. Don't try, like, I know this sounds bad, but like, don't try too hard. Cause I think when you try too hard, you're so attached to the result. Don't be attached to the outcome. Just be present in the moment and believe in yourself, believe in your business, and the business will sell itself at the end of the day. So I think that's the number one secret to this, really. I mean, there is no secret, but like, that's one of the things that has worked really, really well for me.
Yeah, that's great advice. Be authentic to yourself. I'm a huge fan of that. I think it's really easy to get caught up in how other people are doing things and, oh, I need to do it like they're doing it. So, and then you spend your energy focusing on how somebody else is doing it that you're not focusing on how can I do it the best for me, right?
100%. And it's so hard because obviously with, you know, the age of social media, like we're sitting here comparing ourselves to everybody else basically. So I think, yeah. And it's so unhealthy because at the end of the day, like there's enough business for everybody. And whoever is meant for you will be for you because, you know, I have friends who do the same thing that I do. Like they're also PR and publicists and like they're some of my like closest friends because we don't see each other as competition. We see each other as colleagues in the industry. And at the end of the day, whoever is meant to be with them, that's their client because they attracted that. And whoever is meant to come my way will be a client for me because I attracted that. So you just have to be present and be confident enough in yourself and don't be attached to the outcome at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that. Don't be attached to the non-attachment. I'm yes. a big yogi, so that's one of the principles. So good. What are some things that you do just in your general life to keep balance?
So I've actually learned how to do this in the last year authentically, because honestly, yeah. when I first started my business, I had no balance. I'm going to be honest. I had no balance. Oh gosh. Like I would answer emails at 11 o'clock at night. It didn't matter. I had no boundaries. And then it got to the point where I was like, I'm going to burn out. This is not good, because at the end of the day, like I'm the only person responsible for my own health and for my own well-being. So recently what I've started doing is I've started taking like one day of the week off, which is usually Saturdays. And, you know, I do things that are good for myself, for my soul. So whatever that may be, it could be, you know, if I feel like staying in all day and watching Netflix, I'll do that.
Yeah.
If I take like a bubble bath, I'll do that. So if I want to read, or if I want to go explore the city, or if I want to, you know, go out to a restaurant, like I'll do all those things. Things that are good for me and things that make me happy. So it's really a mix of everything. At the end of the day, for me, it's really disconnecting from like my work stuff in order to focus on like myself. Because at the end of the day, you're a better worker, you're a better business person when you tend to yourself, you know? And I've learned that the hard way. But yeah, in the last year, that's what I've been doing and it's worked wonders for me. So Saturdays are my days now.
I like that. And I like Saturdays. Saturday's a nice, still like an energizing day. I feel like Sundays sometimes are like, oh, chill. It's a quiet yeah. day, chill. But at least Saturdays, taking that day off for you. If you have energy, you can still, you know, use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Very cool. So the world of PR, it's a pretty broad area. And I feel like a lot of people don't really know what a publicist does. So why don't you share with us what the PR role is?
Yeah, absolutely. So in a nutshell, someone who's a publicist like myself, we're literally the middle person between the media and the client. So in PR, really, your job as a publicist is to make sure that your client has a good reputation within the public eye. So you're really controlling the messaging that's going out there. So whether that is through writing like a press release or a bio that goes out to the press, you're in control of that message, because at the end of the day, you want your client to look good in front of the people. So in my case, I'll focus on what I do, but my talent, you know, they're obviously in the public eye. So I control like what kind of information goes out there about them. So sometimes I have clients who are like, I want to focus just on my acting, or I have clients who just want to focus on their philanthropy work. We kind of find ways to do that. And my job is to get that messaging to the media, and the media then interviews my clients, and that's how they get the message out there to the public. So really it's like that middle person between, you know, the brand, the company, or the person to the public through the media. In a nutshell.
Yeah, that's a really great way to break it down and simplify it for everyone. Yeah. Have you ever had a PR nightmare?
I mean, I'm trying to think. You know what? Thank God I haven't had a PR nightmare. Not anything really bad anyway. But I mean, obviously there's been times where, you know, things have not worked out. I mean, nothing too crazy, but like, you know, you have things happen where your client doesn't show up to a morning show interview. Like those are kind of like nerve wracking.
That's a nightmare to me.
Oh my God. It's totally a nightmare. And you know, you just got to go with the flow. I mean, when I first started in this industry, when things would go wrong, I would freak out. And, you know, it would be the end of the world for me. Yeah. But, you know, over time, I've just learned how to like roll with it and figure things out. So like, for example, with that client who didn't end up showing up because they were stuck in traffic. I don't even remember what happened. You know, we just ended up rescheduling them on another day. So like, there's always ways around it. I think the number one thing, not one of the best advice that I've ever been given by another PR person was there's no such thing as a PR emergency. Because I remember I used to always think, oh my God, like this is the end of the world. And then she's like, you know, we're not solving world crisis. Like it can always be fixed. So I've kept that in the back of my mind every time there is sort of crisis. And now I'm just like, okay, like it's fixable. We can find a way out of this.
Everything is fixable, right? And I think having that mindset helps keep the calm through the chaos, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. So a business that wants to communicate with the world, get their message out there. Do you have any basic PR tips for entrepreneurs or businesses, brands to get their message out at a very simple, basic level?
Well, I always say we live in the best time right now, because when I started in PR about 12 years ago, the only social media that we had was Twitter, and it was still fairly new at the time. But we now live in a world where information is so easily accessible, whether it's through Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or TikTok or whatever the new thing is out there. I think don't be afraid to use those avenues and those outlets. I know a lot of people fear social media and they have such a negative outlook on social media, but the thing is, it can be so positive. It can be used for such a positive way. So if you have, say, a business, or if you have a brand, or you have whatever it is that you're trying to get out there, don't be afraid to use those avenues as a way to get your message, as a simple way to get your message, as a free way to get your message. Because guess what? Like, people are watching those outlets. People are on those outlets. So use that as a way to promote yourself. Don't be afraid to do that. You know, obviously you have to hone your message and make sure that it's exactly authentic to who you are. Again, back to the authenticity, like, don't try to do what everybody else is doing. Just be true to yourself and get your message out there, because at the end of the day, the right people will resonate with that and the right followers will come. So I say the most simple way of doing things right now, if say you don't have a budget for a publicist, or you can't, you know, you're not at the point where you can hire a publicist yet, social media all the way is my number one advice for people.
Yeah, it's amazing what social media has changed the world, just in the way we can outreach to so many people. It blows my mind that you can just be connecting with someone from, you know, a country on the other side of the world in real time. It's just
absolutely
so cool, and be sharing your message with people from all over the world. It's less, it's actually something I really found with the whole COVID shutdown, how you can easily connect with people from all over the world. And it doesn't have to be, they don't have to be your neighbors or in the same community. And I mean this for friendships and business. I think a lot of times, you know, you focus your business on your city, and there's just this whole world out there that's just waiting to hear what you have to offer. And, you know, even with friendships, we focus like, who can I go have a glass of wine with tonight in your city? But it's like, who could I connect with from all over the world and sit on Zoom and have a glass of wine? You know, I don't know. It's just, it's
for so sure
how everything seems to have expanded in such a time of isolation.
Oh, absolutely. And I love that you expanded it to friendship and to, you know, other kinds of relationships, because I think it's so important to, again, use social media as a positive way. I mean, I follow a lot of accounts that are in Australia, some are in the UK, and those are accounts that, like, I love and I've followed since day one. And like, I'm like, I feel like I know these people, and, you know, you connect with them. So I think it's like expanding our mindset. You know, it's not just, you know, there's not just one traditional way of getting like a message out there, or there's not just one traditional way of meeting new people. There is a lot of different ways to do it now. And if we have this free means of doing it, why not use it? Yeah. Right. Like back in the days, like, you'd have to pay like thousands and thousands of dollars for ads. And now, like, you literally can just post it within seconds. And someone in like the UK or like the, you know, the Philippines could see it, or, you know what I mean? So it's such a great time that we live in right now. So why not take advantage of it?
It's so cool. So what are some, on the opposite side of that, what are some things that you should not do in the world of pitching a product, service, or a lead out to the, using social media? What are some no's, big no's?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, again, back to like being inauthentic. I think if you're trying to post something that is very inauthentic to you, and like, it doesn't resonate with who you are as a person, you're going to fail. Like 100,000,000%, you're going to fail. So like, you know, if say you're someone who just ends up posting about something that has nothing to do with like your, for example, your music, like you post something completely random, I just think people are not going to respond to that. I think you need to be authentic to who you are and who your messaging is, because, you know, that has more longevity than something else that you think is going to get likes and followers. You know, I remember seeing this one actor online, and I remember like they started off by posting stuff about like their work. And then all of a sudden I see like, you know, more like a little bit more scandalous photos. And then all of a sudden it was like a lot of scandalous photos, and they were getting likes, and they were getting the followers, and they were getting all that. But then like, you could tell it was very inauthentic to who they are. And the messaging was very muddled because like, okay, so what do you really do? Are you actually an actor? Like, are you a model? Like, you know, so people right. get confused with the messaging. So again, back to being authentic, like if you just, you know, stay consistent with your messaging and stay authentic, the right people will follow you. The right people will come along and it'll feel good for you because that's what you're putting out there. You know, obviously don't put out anything like that's, you know, that's going to get you in hot water. Like, I mean, this goes without saying, but it happens. I've seen people post things where they're offending people and they're making like racist comments or like political comments that, you know, are just going to get them in yeah. a lot of controversy. So I say like, just try to avoid those things as a human being.
Totally.
You know? But even then, like, you know, just try to stay away from political stances if it's something that you can't answer to or you can't defend, because sometimes people will just post things randomly because they want to be part of like current events and whatever, mm-hmm. and they end up getting in hot water and they don't know how to respond to that, or they might say something that will offend someone. So just be very careful about those kinds of things. You know, you don't have to be posting something just because it's trending. You know, you don't have to participate in that. So those are just some tricks that I can offer, because I think those are the ones that I've seen work best for my clients. Mm-hmm. And again, number one, just be true to you. You don't have to post selfies if you don't want to. Post whatever you want to do.
Absolutely. Big fan of that. Okay. I have one more question for you. If you had one message to share with the world, what would it be?
Ooh, I think because we're in such a weird time right now, I think my one message to the world would probably be just be kind to each other. I know that's so cliche, but I think we live in a time now where we really don't know what's going on in people's lives. We don't know what's happening. I mean, people are losing their jobs. People are, you know, going through hard times. So I think the best thing you can do right now is just be kind to people, reach out to your friends, reach out to your family. We live in a very hard time. So I know, you know, I'm sure that one phone call or that one message or that one email is going to change someone's day or someone's life. So, you know, it's a hard time right now. So if we can all be nice to each other, I think it'll make it easier for us to get through this.
Beautiful message, beautiful way to sum that up. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. I'll be sure to put all your information and your links to your socials and your website up on the show notes so people can check more about you. But thank you so much for your time. It was great to chat with you.
Thank you so much for having me. This was amazing.
Thank you so much for listening to the Crushing Chaos podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, we would love for you to take a screenshot of you listening, share it on your Instagram story, and tag us at Crushing Chaos Podcast. We love to repost on our story and show appreciation to our listeners. Be sure to check out the website at www.crystalmcgrath.ca/crushingchaos, where you can find more information on our guests and sign up for emails to stay up to date with new episodes and all the upcoming exciting new adventures. I cannot wait to connect again with you soon. Until next time.